The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Waves. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. Now, we don't normally do this. Kind of goes against Radio 101, having a guest in the first segment. But I think this guest calls for an exception. Ryan O'Reilly, new Nashville Predator, will join us in just a few minutes. But Willie D. Mace, how are we doing this morning?
Great.
Doing wonderful.
Starting the show with a bang here.
Anybody watch the ESPYs?
I did not. I did go to the Nashville SC game last night. We got to get Derek's mic on. We're doing a lot of things. We got Ryan? Okay, so.
All right, we will take it to Ryan O'Reilly now. Ryan, appreciate you for joining us. I know that this is a jam-packed media day for you, but we appreciate your time. You know, this Nashville Predators team seems to be going in a little bit of a transition. Barry Trotz comes in as the new general manager, new head coach, and Andrew Brunette, a lot of focus on some of the young players on this team. How do you view your role in this Nashville Predators team that's in transition?
Definitely. It's been a lot of change here, and I'm very, very excited to be a part of it. But I think looking at my role, I think up front, I'm supposed to come in and be a leading and a guide as we kind of progress and get back into a team that's going to compete and hopefully bring a Stanley Cup here. But I couldn't be more thrilled.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. Ryan, this is something that Barry Trotz had mentioned was he wanted to bring in guys that establish a good culture, good leaders, kind of a trickle-down effect from guys like yourself, Gus Nyquist, Luke Shen, down to these young guys that are starting out their NHL careers. What is that like for you to be kind of the face of this culture that Barry Trotz wants to bring into the Nashville Predators?
It definitely feels great. You know, anytime you're wanted like that and I think respected like that, it feels great. And Trotsky, Poyle, what they've done here and built and are building again. To be seen in that role is something I look forward to and very excited for it. You know, looking last year too with the injuries that happened here and the young guys that, came in, made an impact and almost got into the playoffs, it was very impressive. And so to be a leader, be able to come in and hopefully help contribute to that, help guide and get us back to where we want to be is, something I'm looking forward to.
Now, Ryan, when you just mentioned this young team toward the end of the season last year, fighting their way and almost making it to the playoffs, as a player, and I know you were in the midst of your season as well, but when you look at that and you see something like that, what are you thinking as a veteran player when you see a bunch of young guys really put in a position where, they just take it and they run with it and they play the best hockey they could possibly play?
Yeah, it's something, from outside, you see the injuries and you think, okay, team's going to kind of fall off a bit. And again, like you said here, watching it from a distance, this young group just going at each team, coming and playing with a ton of pace and making things happen. It catches your eye. You think, okay, there are some pieces here and it's a great place, great development program they have here for what they've done. So it's one of those things that's very impressive to see.
Now, does that give you extra motivation as a veteran guy to see to come into a room with a bunch of youth and guys that have shown, albeit it's been a short period of time, they've shown that they can play in this league.
Yeah, I think it's you're seeing that definitely. It gives you life and you know, having these young guys, seeing what they can do, seeing the veterans too here, that, you know, if we're pulling the right direction, pulling everyone in, we're going to be an effective hockey team. And like I said, it's not like a rebuild, it's a retool and get back at it. And yeah, they're just, I think the guys that we have now, the veterans, the young, it's just the young players, it's a great mix.
We're talking to Ryan O'Reilly, newly signed player for the Nashville Predators. He's going to meet with the entire media here very soon. Nice enough to join us for a few minutes here on 102.5 The Game. Ryan, welcome to Nashville. I want to ask you, too, about your brother, Cal, because I know, you know, he's got a strong background here in this city, and, of course, the Predators signed him as well. He's going to be playing in Milwaukee. What were the talks with Cal like about trying to understand what the city was about, the market was about, and making this big decision? Because you had choices here.
Yeah, I think, you know, my brother absolutely loved it here. This is where he started his career, did very well with here in Milwaukee. He's always loved it here. He had a place here for a while, up to about maybe 3 years ago when he moved back to Canada. But, you know, it's always a special place for him, and definitely helped, you know, any questions I had, helped answer them. But, you know, it's so cool that he's going to be in the organization again, you know, helping with the young players down there, and such an incredible player that I've looked up to so much in my career. And this was definitely a very easy decision for both of us.
When you say it was an easy decision, I know it's funny when you listen to, say, some national radio programs or you read some national stuff. I know there's so much media centered around Toronto, and when you played there and you did really well when you got traded over there, there's a lot of frustration that they weren't able to keep you around there. So that says a lot about what you thought about this market, and also your belief that you can be successful here. Barry Trotz was quick to say during the press conference, hey, I'm not just bringing you here to guide these young guys. I want to bring you here to win. So you got to believe you can have success here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes to the end of the day, it's, you know, hockey is, you know, having success in hockey is what matters. And, you know, this team is right there, I think. And to be able to, you know, be given a role and to be seen to help contribute to that is something, you know, I was very excited about. And yeah, you know, it's crazy how the game changes. You never know where you're going to end up. And when this kind of came available, it was, you know, a no-brainer.
So, Ryan, you get to play now with UC Saros and with Roman Josi. So many battles in the division, you going up against them all those years. You guys had those great teams in St. Louis. So just give us maybe your perspective on those two guys in particular, Josi and Saros, because you're eyeball to eyeball with those guys a lot, and now you're going to be playing alongside with them.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to be wearing the same jersey as them now. I think they've gave me a lot of issues over the last few years playing against them. So, you know, it's both those guys are such impact players. You know, Yost, the way he controls the game, he's everywhere. The guy that tries to be myself, a two-way center, having to deal with him all the time is so frustrating. So it'll be fun to be on the other end of it. And Saros too, just, again, a guy that I don't think, you know, I've scored on him too much, and the reason why, he's just the way he moves out there, just the way the control and the saves he makes at the right times, it's just so impressive.
I was listening to a interview with a guy that you know well, a guy you worked with, Cam Jansen, on the St. Louis broadcast, and he was saying that maybe the tiebreaker, they were trying to get him to explain why he would choose Nashville over some of these other choices, and he said, hey, the guy can play guitar. So tell us about that, Ryan. He was saying that you had a little skill there with the guitar. That probably comes in handy in Nashville.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, I don't think, you know, think of all the hockey players in the NHL, I'd say I'm an all-right guitar player. Down here, I'm not very good, but it is a good hobby. My kids make it a little more difficult to play now. I've got to play kids' songs instead of what I really want to play, but it is a lovely hobby, and it is not only for me, but having family and friends coming to town, and with the amount of music here, it's a very, very easy place to entertain people.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. What was it exactly that intrigued you about Nashville that you looked at and said, I want to be part of that organization?
Well, many things, but, you know, I look at the biggest things, the group, you know, the leadership that's here with, you know, with Yost, before Saros, and then, you know, the youth there too, and seeing what the youth has already done last year and how many great pieces they have coming. I feel like, you know, we're on the cusp of something. You know, we could do something special here. And, you know, you bring in Nyquist as well, Shen, like there's just so many things coming together that, yeah, you know, this is something we're not far away from that I think we'll be able to compete and hopefully do what we want to do.
You mentioned Shen, Ryan. You had a chance to play with him a little bit. Tell people maybe what he brings to the table as well, because it falls in line with the theme that Barry Trotz has been putting out there, trying to bring in. He calls you guys serial winners.
Yeah, well, the human eraser is something else. You know, he's a guy that brings so much to the table, and not only just by the intensity that he plays at and the physicality, but again, off the ice, the communication, doing and saying what he said, and understanding, you know, for him being on so many successful teams, seeing, you know, understanding what's going to work and what won't, and addressing that, in our short time together in Toronto, you know, for myself, got to learn from him, but also got to follow him as well in so many ways that he led. So, he's an incredible piece that, you know, makes us a lot better.
Ryan O'Reilly is with us. Ryan, you've had a lot of success in your career so far. You brought the first Stanley Cup to St. Louis, most recently in Toronto, which is a team that always is a contender. So what do you think is the number one thing that you've learned throughout your career that you plan to bring into Nashville and wherever your career takes you next?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, I think over the time, when I first went to St. Louis and saw the leadership was there and the reason why they always made the playoffs and they always were contending, was just by the way guys took care of each other and, you know, bought into a certain structure and culture. And, you know, I think that's something I, you know, learned so much about then, and as it progressed, been trying to continue that. And I think coming in here, seeing what has worked before, I think that's something I could bring and, you know, help get us as a group to that next level and hoist one.
Ryan, one other thing for you before we let you go. I know you got to jump in on bigger and better things here after jabbing with us. Hopefully this was a good warm-up for you for the big media conference that's coming here.
Get the vocal cords all loosened up.
But, you talk about you know, playing the two-way game, and it's well known your ability in the face-off circle. You're the type of guy you want out there late in the game when the game is tight. You need a goal, or you need to protect that lead. But I'd love to ask you about too, just maybe playing sort of a lead center position here. That's got to be exciting for you, knowing you got some young centers around you, but they're going to count on you a lot. Maybe playing with a guy like Philip Forsberg. What kind of opportunity did that present when you were kind of envisioning what your role would be like?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be seen in that, yeah, that 1-2 role is definitely huge. You know, I know I'm going to be eating good minutes and, you know, have to be very smart with them. And I think if I am doing things the right way, there's, you know, my point production can then get back to what it should be at. And, you know, I think last year I had a bit of a fall off, but I know what it can be. And I think there's that opportunity for me here. But again, you know, I think when I look at a season, you know, I build it from, you know, the defensive zone out, and, you know, I have to be hard to play against and the offense will come from there. But, you know, looking at the lineup and stuff, there's definitely going to be plenty of opportunity for that. And I'm very excited for it.
Ryan O'Reilly, newly signed Nashville Predator. Now we'll send you out to the Wolves. Appreciate you for joining us. Looking forward to hearing more of your time in Nashville.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Appreciate you. Ryan O'Reilly, newly signed Nashville Predator. We'll react to what he had to say coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts on that as well. 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace is brought to you by the News and Sports, the only sportsbook in Tennessee with a cash rewards program. Betting just got better. Download their app today.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.